terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah, dudes. What's up, dudes? Just got back from L.A., fresh off the CKY tour.
Welcome back.
Shit Goose, Jacasso, who's looking like Bruno.
I dyed my hair.
Carl from the Moxie. Doesn't he look like fucking Bruno? And Red Mohawk Jeff and Maddie and Missy.
Do you like it?
Dude, you look like fucking Bruno.
It's all right.
Here, give me
a little. It's a little much, but...
And I saw a photo of you at some party in Red Bank, Jersey with a... red skin suit, like spandex suit on.
Red zip-up unitard.
I was going for a new spin on Captain America or Captain USA.
With blue and red lightsabers.
That was, it was hard, because I think that my junk was the biggest worry about that whole outfit, but...
There were some words going around about the bulge you had.
Yeah, I did. I put my cell phone in the bulge, because I figured it was, you know, kill two birds. I could have a bigger bird and have a phone.
So, you told me you were dating or seeing an 18-year-old, and I could totally tell, because you have a massive fucking hickey on your neck.
Where?
Look at that thing, man.
Jesus.
Man.
That's three hickeys.
Did you guys notice? You noticed.
That's what 18-year-olds do. They suck your neck off, and then they don't do anything else. Suck your neck and then French you.
Your jawbone all the way down to your shoulder
blade. Is it bad? She's like, put some cover up on it.
You signed up for that. That's what you get for dating an 18-year-old.
18? Really? Josh, really?
I met her last night. She looks exactly like the chick from Paramore.
She looks like Jessica, Missy's sister.
Jeez.
It's the picture. Remember I showed you that picture?
The New Hope girl?
Yeah. That's who
See, the thing
was
about
seeing.
It is, if I would have given her a hickey, then it would have been all sorts of
then
problems.
It's just creepy.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
She goes, but, you have to meet my mom and dad first before we do anything else.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, get rid of her, dude. You're dating a soccer mom, dude. Dude, it's going to take you a year before you even get anywhere.
I might as well date the mom instead. Well,
I you know what? I just went right on into it, and I was like, hey, mom, dad. And I presented her.
You're going to miss summertime. It'll be fall, and then you'll be at second base. Congratulations. You got to second base after 5 months.
You know what? I hope. Well, hey.
Is she really 18?
I hope she is.
Well, you better check her ID.
She's 17 and a half.
I tried to find her ID, and I couldn't. But that's because maybe you don't have an ID.
All right, if she is 17, can you French her at least?
If it's under her consent, you can, I think.
How old are you?
26.
Seven. You need to card her.
You got a card.
Right?
You're good at card. You're doing it at Kuma.
That's right. So you're 9 years old.
We can call her if you guys want to talk to her later.
Dude, think about it. If you start dating her, you're not even going to be able to take her any bars. You can't even chill with any of us.
Not true.
You'll be at the goddamn bowling alley.
The Note in Westchester has all ages shows. Great all ages shows. And I'm going to take her there and present her to the world of a bar in the element of an all ages show.
Yeah, upstairs. We'll be downstairs like, woo! you'll be upstairs like holding hands.
Like, hold on, I'm gonna go downstairs for a little bit. You can hang,
kissing on the cheek.
Yeah, I have to
go to the bathroom real quick, hon. I'll be right back. You were gone for 30 minutes. Yeah, no, you were downstairs raging, weren't you?
She just came back from her senior week, so she was really excited to tell me about that.
My god,
who'd she take? You pissed?
God, I think she messed. I think she made out with a bunch of dudes there.
Just a bunch of dudes.
Who knows what?
That's
else
what senior week's all about.
That's what she kept telling me. And I told her, well, you know what? That's what my life is all about. And I said, you know what? If you're all right with this and I'm all right with that, together we can make this happen.
Dude, that's all right because you spooned with me and Big Boobs.
I did.
Who's Big Boobs?
That blonde girl I've been humping.
She was, dude, she actually, I don't know if I should tell you, but she emailed me and wanted, she said,
she wants your dick, dude, I'm losing her.
You guys trade a lot.
We trade.
You and Jeff.
It's like ball cards.
And you and Louie.
Dude, I don't care, you can have it.
All of you guys,
man, what, who's Louie?
Is Louie back?
Oh, Louie. Louie of the Moxie.
Louie.
Where the hell has he been, dude?
Louie's so sick right now.
Louie's been on a moon man mission on the CKY tour.
Total moon mission.
He's single now, and he's on a fucking full-blown moon mission.
Jeez.
I heard him and Chad got tickets for the Michael Jackson Memorial.
Well, I know that the year-long disaster dude did, and I think he was rigging up tickets for them to go to that, too.
Well, people are selling those tickets for 20 G's on eBay.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
They're leaving for London tomorrow, so they're going to miss it. Isn't it tomorrow?
20 G's.
So they're probably not going.
That's what some are going for. I don't know if anyone bought it, but that's what they're going for.
No way.
Well, he's got a show.
Okay, so wait. It's 20,000 tickets they're selling. If you get one, like, is it the same as everybody or... Jesse,
holy
I told you not to show up the fuck late, and what do? You show up late.
Kids at the gate.
Well, tell them that you're
I'm
late.
I'm going out. I'm gonna go protect.
There are they 18? Jacasa's going out.
Jacasa's into it. Though.
Is, yeah, I don't know so, what.
Yeah, somebody get out there and tell them what the hell. I just said to wait there.
Do you think they slid in when you opened the gate?
I don't know. I just said wait here, and then I didn't see their truck.
Do you want me to go
in.
To
well, what are they waiting here for?
I don't know. Like they were on the line with Phil, and he's just like, I don't know, you guys.
Kimmy, come with me.
Did they bring beer?
I don't know.
Send the ladies
tell
out.
Tell them.
They look like they're like 12 teen.
Oh, tell yeah.
The
tell
girls
them.
Are going out to check the gate.
But they have like motorcycles in their trucks, so they look semi legit.
Motorcycles in their trucks.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're doing a radio show. There's nothing we could do about it, and they can't come in.
Yeah.
Jess, so, what's going on, buddy? It's good to see
what's
you,
up?
Man. It's been a while.
What's up?
Welcome
what's
back,
up? Carl.
Welcome.
Fresh off the tour.
Long time no see, Carl. Woo.
You know what though? There's so many good stories to talk about the tour that I want to go into it in a steady motion. But first, I want to talk to Vane Zagena because he's going to be calling in pretty soon, and he has a new album coming out. So. We'll talk to him, play a Vane Zagena song, and then we'll get started on the whole entire CKY
tour. Look
how
organized this is.
Look at you all playing.
Yeah, I never heard this before.
Woo!
Well, that's the way it's going to have to go, jerk-offs. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off voice. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
You understand me? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Kind of like Lebowski.
I must say, I flew to Seattle to go see the CKY show, and dude, you buy a fucking ticket, and you have proof that you bought it, and you should be able to go where you're going to go, but like the company, like they go, oh, I'm sorry, this flight has been overbooked, and there's not going to be enough seats for all of us, and it's just like, well... I bought a ticket, like, yeah. And I need to get somewhere. Like, I need to be somewhere tonight. That's the whole reason why I'm flying. And you know what their answer is?
What?
That's not my problem. Yes, it absolutely the fuck is.
Yeah.
It,
oh,
is
yeah, it,
your
is.
Problem.
It is your problem.
I bought a ticket with my money, and I have proof of buying it,
because
so
you,
therefore I should have a seat.
You
it's not my fault that you oversold it.
You know how much your plane holds, and you went over it.
Yeah, so...
Like, when I book a concert, it's not like, oh, it holds 1,000, and then I sell 1,200 tickets. I'm not that retarded.
Yeah, and then when somebody shows you a ticket and says, hey, I bought a ticket, I want to see the show. Oh, we oversold it, man. I'm sorry, you can't get in. It's not my problem. Yes, it is.
It's totally your problem.
It's your venue, and I bought the ticket.
You created this problem.
Yeah.
Airline industry.
That's the most annoying answer in the world. Hey, man, not my problem. Not my problem.
Not my problem.
Dude, yes, it is.
I would probably rather take a bullet than fly.
I would love to have the owner of, let's say, American Airlines, like, because you know he has his own jet and he doesn't have to deal with any of the bullshit. I'd love to buy him, like, an economy ticket and then make sure that he has to be somewhere, like, and fly him in an hour, like, early, so he has to get a taxi, go right to the place, and just say, good luck, because you're going to miss it. You know what I mean? Like, and you cannot say that you're the CEO of American Airlines. You have to be just like everybody else.
You have to be a normal dude. And sit between two 300-pound people.
And watch your workers tell the CEO, because they don't even know it's you, go, oh, you're going to miss your business meeting? Well, ain't my problem. Ain't my problem.
I know. And just when we flew home, like, I bought a ticket a month ahead of time. I bought Bam's ticket the day before. His ticket showed up and mine didn't.
Dude, we sat there for a fucking hour trying to get back, and they're like, I'm sorry, sir, but you don't have a ticket. Yes, I do. I was talking to the airline yesterday, and I said, put my brother on my flight, and then you guys did. Yeah. So obviously this is my flight because they said we got your brother on your same flight, so I do have a ticket.
And then we went from Delta to Northwest back to Delta because they were, well, we just merged. So
they just merged. So, now they're like, you need to walk like two terminals down to Northwest. We're like, what?
Nightmare.
So then we go to Northwest, and then they're just like, oh, well, this is a Delta flight. You need to go back to Delta. Yeah. They just told us to come here.
And then, you know, after all that, you know what it was? It was M-E-R, merger.
M-E-R-G-E-R-A. That was
like,
the problem.
It's a fucking typo. Like, it took 2 hours to figure out it's a fucking typo? What are you, people retarded? Like, It's one letter, and it caused 2 hours of mental pain in my life.
There has to be rules for the CEO, though. Like, you cannot tell anybody you're fired. You can't lose your cool. And if they say it ain't my problem, you're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Dude, he would get so fed up and want to, like, as soon as that was done, he'd probably fire everybody who worked there. Dude, it was so rude. I'm just like, so you're telling me that I don't have a seat? Like,
well, maybe it looks like that.
Well, but I bought.
Maybe it looks like.
But
that.
The ticket has been bought. Like, I should have a seat because I spent the money for it.
Ain't my pop. Looks that way, doesn't it?
Fucking asshole, it is your problem. It's your whole airline's problem. I have nothing to do with it. It's not my fault that you oversold your flight.
The airport sucked.
God.
Airlines, airports, and everything involved with air travel gets a fucking F minus.
All right, well, you know what? Let's go ahead and play this Veins of Jenna song, track 6. Get it on. This is they remixed it off their new album. And I guess when we talk to Lizzie, when this song is done, we'll find out more info about the album. But as of right now, this is Get It On, Veins of Jenna, Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Was Get It On off Veins of Jenna's new album, and we actually have Lizzie on the line right now, so let's talk to him.
What's up?
Yo, man.
What's up, Bam?
How you been, motherfucker? I haven't seen you in like almost a year. No, 8 months, right?
8 months. It's been a long fucking time.
Well, you've been in Sweden, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been touring Europe all around.
You've been doing like all the Swedish festivals? Or where else have you been going?
We did the Swedish Rock Festival. That was fucking awesome. We went to England. We went to Italy. Oh, we've been all over Europe. It's been a lot of fun, but I'm glad to be back in the States where we belong.
Is that where you're recording the album, or have you been recording everywhere?
No, the album is recorded here in the States. We did it before we left. So it's been done for a while, but it's just taking time to mix. But now it's done, so I'm excited.
And what's the album called?
It's probably going to be called The Art of Telling Lies.
Nice. And when do you plan on, when do you think it's going to come out?
I don't know. We got this first song, Get It On. It's going to be out on iTunes now, like this week or next week. The album, we don't know yet. Hopefully soon. Sooner the better. We'll figure that out.
I met the producer at the Sunset Marquee. What albums did he do before you guys?
He's been working a lot of movies and shit, but he used to play with like Vince Neil in the 90s. Wild Side back in the 80s too. Like he's worked on a lot of shit. So
is the whole crew in LA or just you right now?
No, all of us is here. A lot of guys are hammering away in the rehearsal studio right now. I'm just sitting here smoking a cigarette and drinking a beer.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I must say, you know the first track, Everybody Loves You When You're Dead?
Oh, yeah.
That's so fucking true, because when Michael Jackson died, I all of a sudden gave a shit. Like, I really care. Like, I care big time.
I think I did, too.
But before that, like, I didn't give two flying fucks about Michael Jackson. And I'm like, what? He's dead? And then I, like, re-downloaded all of his albums, and, like, now Beat It's, like, one of my favorite songs. So Everybody Loves You When You're Dead is the fucking truth.
Apparently the best thing to do if you're a musician or an artist is to fucking die.
Yeah.
Did you see? Your career is awesome.
Did you see on iTunes?
But we should have released that song now. That would have been a hit right immediately. Too slow.
Right in time for Michael. Well, it's kind of like everything. Like even artists, like painters and shit. As soon as you die, it goes up in value massively.
I'm surprised me and Lizzie didn't die on that tour that we did of England. We took the whiskey challenge that one night. Remember, Lizzie? This is Jess,
oh, yeah.
By the way. We did a Viking skull veins of genitor in England, and dude, we were pieces of shit.
Oh fuck! I missed that whole tour.
Yeah, we did like 2 weeks in England. It was fun.
That was pretty crazy. That was a lot of fun though.
So what was it, a whiskey competition?
Oh, dude, we were just, I felt like 12 cents every single morning on that tour. Cause we just, every day, like, we would just hit the whiskey so hard, it's retarded.
Wake up with your hood up going, I feel like shit.
You can't hang with the Viking Skull dudes without your fucking liver hurting every day.
Well, my pancreas died several times on that tour. Trust me on that one.
How about the Viva La Bands tour? What happened in... Nicky kicked the door open, remember?
He
had two girls in the back, and then somebody ruined it for him, like, just dude. Totally cock-blocked him. And
you had to do some fucking fancy footwork to get Veins of Jenna to stay on that tour, because what happened was the Veins of Jenna guys, like, got all these girls, and they were, like, super hot, but they didn't have anywhere to go in the venue. So Cradle of Filth had, like, this dressing room just for, like, their guitars and gear and shit.
Yeah.
So they're like, fuck it, we're going to barge this shit. And then the Cradle of Filth, like, tour manager guy was like, no, you guys can't come in here. And they were like, fuck you, we're going to get late.
Well, Nicky knocked the door down and punched him, and then they told me about it. I was like, he did? That's fucking awesome. Yeah. That's rock and roll, man. Like, how could you be mad about that?
Yeah, I was with you, like, when you got the news. Like, yeah, Veins of Jenna is, like, in deep shit. Like, they just... You know, they just beat up this guy from Cradle of Filth because they wanted to fuck these girls. And we, man,
what's wrong with that? It's a tour.
We're just like, that's the fucking best thing I've heard all month. Now it's like an official rock tour.
So The Art of Telling Lies, I think you might have to play that. What do you say?
Oh, I think you should, because that's an amazing song. And even that's in the band, I love it. So it's got to be a fucking multi-selling album, this.
That's track 10.
Right on.
Yeah. All right, Mom, well, it was good talking to you. We're going to rock out to The Art of Telling Lies off the new Veins of Jenna album. And I'll give you a call when I'm done the show.
Awesome. Have fun, man. Rock on.
All right, cool.
Bye, Lizzie.
All right, let's rock.
get hot right now. Oh, stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy,
this is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. That was The Art of Telling Lies, Veins of Jenna, new shit coming out, so keep signing on. I don't know. Computer nerds know how to find it. I'll just type it in Google or something. Jess, how would you do it?
Just Google it.
MySpace? I don't know. Yeah. Veins of Jenna backsplash.
Backsplash.
I'm no computer nerd, but I know if you Google whatever, you'll find whatever you're looking for usually.
So, CKY Tour. Let me start it off by saying I fly to Seattle. Then Louis texts me. I didn't even know the Veronicas were playing, but he goes, you just flew to Seattle because you're going to the Veronica show, and I'm totally jealous. I was like, oh, they're playing? He's like, you didn't fucking know. So what?
The same place we did.
So because he told me, I went straight to the venue, met up with them, then they take me and Missy out to dinner, and then fucking the Jonas Brothers show up, and we're all sitting next to each other, like... Joe Jonas. He was actually pretty cool, but he was sipping on a Sprite and everybody else was getting shit tossed off of red wine.
Did you hear about that Jonas Brothers thing that just happened with the little classroom of like fourth graders or whatever?
No.
They were, the fourth graders picked a movie to watch at the end of the year for their end of the year party, and it was the Jonas Brothers Camp Rock, right? Well, the teacher went to the video store and got Camp Cock.
It was a porno?
Yeah, it was a fucking porno. So like, after like a minute, he was like, oh my God.
What, he just went to the movie store and said, I need Camp Rock. And they're like, what, Camp Cock? I'll go get it.
The Camp Rock like DVD cover, but somebody at the video store fucked up.
Oh, that is just wrong.
Yeah.
Dude, they didn't fuck up. That was intentional.
Did Joe Jonas curse at all?
It's
or
a
is
sick
he just
joke.
No. He had his purity ring on and everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
What were you eating? What did he eat?
I don't know. Maybe we should call him.
Oh, man.
I was like, dude, you know that I need tickets to the show because I have nieces and nephews. He's like, all right. I'm like, type down your number, dude, because I'm calling when you get to Philly, Holmes.
I'm stoked. My girls only like Taylor Swift. They're not into that Hannah Montana shit or whatever anymore yet.
What about Jonas Brothers?
I don't know if they're into them yet, but I don't know. I'll take what I can get.
Were there shrieking girls all around? I mean, I picture they can't go anywhere.
Dude, I don't know if it was because it was late or whatever, but the whole restaurant was shut down. Like this nice restaurant, and it was just us. It was like me and Missy, the Veronicas, and Jonas Brothers, and that's it.
And then you went to the Twilight Town.
Then we went to Forks Twilight Town, and they actually have a Twilight store there.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's where I got your present, Kimmy.
But when you look at a map, like it looks like it's you're like, oh, we'll be there in 2 hours, dude. Windy mountains and shit, uphill and downhill. Yeah. Like it took fucking 5 hours, and I was like, we're not going to be able to make it to Forks. Like we need to, if we do go, we're going to have to spend 20 minutes there because we have to head back. We had to get a ferry to take us back into Seattle because we were like going to miss the CKY show.
We almost missed the CKY show in Seattle because the border guy insisted on counting $20,000, and he was like, five. 10, 15. Like, we were there for fucking hours while this douchebag counted.
That is 20 grand, you know.
Yeah, and Jeremy's like, dude, I just
don't ruin my flow. Yeah. 25.
I was sitting there. It was fucking 3 in the morning. I'm in my pajamas. I can't even see because my eyes are so shut still. And, like, I had to wait for some douchebag at the border to count fucking 20 grand.
Then you make it to Seattle, and then, Carl from the Moxie is Jess's drum tech, and you guys are all fucking butt buddies. Like, yo, Jess, you see those new 14-inch Zildjian cymbals? Oh, dude, the Sabian ones are even better.
Yo, what do you think those Evans coated heads? Are they getting a good pop out of
them? No, dude, fuck that. Vic Firth, man. Vic Firth drumsticks are the way to go. They barely even break. They barely even break. Fucking homos.
I don't know shit about drums. I don't know anything about drums. I've been playing drums for 20 years. I don't know anything about them. I just hit them.
So then... Louis was like, Bam, you know you're going to get drunk and then you're going to wind up in the tour bus. I'm leaving from Seattle. I already have a ticket booked. Sure enough. All right, fuck this. I'm staying on the tour bus. So then I stay on the tour bus all the way to Los Angeles. And you know, Kat called me, Kat Von D, and she said, come down to L.A. for the CKY show. We'll rage. So I go all the way to L.A. and... she didn't even make it to the show.
She shows up, gives you a phone.
She shows up and gives me a brand new cell phone because she knew I lost mine. So she gives me a brand new cell phone with all like fully paid for service. And then she said, I'll meet you in 2 hours at the show or whatever, and didn't show up.
She
and didn't
you,
even write back or
she
anything.
She gave you a phone so you could call her and then she wouldn't call back.
I don't know what happened. Maybe she doesn't get reception up in that mountain because she lives in like a castle now. Like,
she just
on
didn't
the top.
Go to the show at all, though?
No.
Dude.
Well, she texted me and she said that her dad came into town like unexpectedly.
Oh.
Or whatever, so,
well.
But speaking of phones, Carl has the quote of the tour, dude. We're up in like Calgary or something. And,
Toronto.
You know, you're, yeah, Toronto.
We're like. Where any kind of call is like a dollar a minute.
Like, if you're in Canada and you call the U.S., you're just screwed. And he's all upset. Like, and he just hangs up his phone. He's like, Carl, what's wrong, man? He's just like, I'll just pay 80 cents a minute to get yelled at.
Not only did I get yelled at for 20 minutes, I had to spend 80 cents a minute.
It was the most expensive verbal abuse you've ever fucking seen.
I'm standing outside the tour bus waiting to go to a bar. Everybody is in a huddle just staring at me, and I'm pacing back and forth.
Yeah.
Just getting yelled at. And I know it was my fault,
then,
but whatever.
Wait, I want to know what it's about, but... You called her after that and said, yeah, Bam and Justin, it's real funny that he had to pay 80 cents a minute to get yelled at. Oh, real funny, Carl. You're a real asshole. 24 minutes.
Yeah, thanks a lot for telling him, asshole.
You get re-yelled at.
Whatever.
So what did you do wrong?
Everything. I didn't call for probably 3 days, and that was probably the beginning of it. And then whenever I did call... I think the only thing I would complain about was, this is real expensive, babe. I better get off the phone. she'd be in the middle of telling me some story about work, and I'd have an anxiety attack, and all I could see in my head is like...
Is your phone bill.
Dollar bill is going out the fucking window.
Well, after being on the tour for like 5 days with everybody, Darren just goes, Bam, you don't fucking eat. You don't eat. And if you do eat, you barf it up. You know what? I want to see you eat. Here's a piece of broccoli. Let me just say, I'm like, Darren, I don't want the broccoli. He's like, eat the piece of broccoli. I'm like, Darren, it's going to ruin my buzz. I've been, you know, I'm sipping on beer. I don't want it.
Good
like,
for you, Darren.
You're eating the broccoli. So one piece of broccoli. He starts clapping.
And then
he just gets into this whole spiel. He's like, Louie. You're vegan or vegetarian or whatever, so you're just going to be anemic. Bam, you're a bulimic and you don't eat, so when you do eat, you barf it up anyway, so you're just going to die. And then he looks over at Carl and goes, Carl, you're fine.
After
you're doing just fine.
Carl, you're doing just fine.
After the most girlish eye roll I've ever seen in my life.
Carl rolls up and like, you're fine.
Oh, nice.
Oh, dude.
That's when the search for the bus to jump in front of began.
Yeah. Dude, we're just like sitting at this cafe in fucking Edmonton, and he's just fucking like, let me know if a semi rolls by or a bus. He's just going to dive in front of it.
How about at the Seattle show? I'm like, behind this dude on the top balcony, and he's like wasted or whatever, but he tells his girlfriend, you better save my fucking spot. And then he leaves to go grab another beer. And then I go right up next to her, so I'm on the railing. Nice. And then I go, don't worry, I heard it. When he gets back, he could have his spot back. Well, he sees me sitting right next to her because it's like pretty packed. He just comes up, pushes Missy out of the way. And then, like, grabs me, and then she starts, like, complaining, like, yo, you don't push a girl. And then he pushed her again. So then I go to, like, push him and grab his neck, and then he rips my fucking rosary. Like,
what? I just spit on him.
Yeah, then she spit in his face, which didn't help much. And then then after that,
like, you were
going to
kill me when I did that.
Well, he was, because he was twice as big as me, and he was drunk as hell, and I was just like, dude. You say one more fucking word and you're out of here. And he's like, oh, you don't have shit for authority. And I just look over at the bouncer who I just made friends with. I'm like, get this fucker out of here. So they like ripped him out by the neck. And then his girlfriend's like all sitting there. This guy's all outside, bent out of shape because he's missing the show. But you don't come in all wasted and start pushing people. Like, Like, he should have just said, hey, man, and I would have been like, oh, yeah, here's your spot back.
Well, why would he be angry at a CKY show
either?
He
pushed me hard as shit twice. Like, so hard that I dropped my camera and my jacket.
What was this girl doing when that happened?
Her back was turned. She didn't see anything. But Bam heard me screaming, like, don't fucking push me. And I was expecting him to be like, oh, sorry, like, not push me again.
But as he acts out, what? Fuck you, fucking bitch, piece of shit.
My knees were shaking. I was so mad and so upset. I don't know what the fuck. My knees were literally like knocking together.
Something's going on up in the Pacific Northwest because the show after that.
No, the show in Petaluma, like,
there's like 10 fights.
People actually like. I think like there's like maybe 5 or 10 people who actually bought tickets to start fights. Like, which I don't understand. Like, why would you buy a ticket? You know, why would you put your energy into, like, if you hate Limp Bizkit or something, like, people actually started, like, fucklimpbizkit.com. Like, why would you spend your energy that day hating Limp Bizkit? Why don't you do it liking a band or starting your own band or doing something productive? Like, why waste your time? And I'm thinking about it. It must be, like, their girlfriend thinks this singer, this is hot, and they're just jealous, and they're like, fuck this pussy-ass band. Yeah.
There's a lot of fucking music that I hate, but I wouldn't spend a second on it.
Me neither.
It's
what's
just
the point?
When it's in my face, I hate
that,
it.
You're thinking about it. Like, I mean, like, if you don't like something, don't think about it. You know?
Well, I guess I hate this band, but God, I gotta spend 45 more minutes.
Like, I don't like Dave Matthews Band or Yanni, but I'm not gonna sign on Yanni.com and be like, you fucking suck. I just don't care.
The only time I bitch about it is if I'm in like a bar and it comes on. I'm like, I fucking hate this song. But I wouldn't spend time out of my day. Like, you know what I mean? What the fuck is that?
Let alone like, Yanni's playing, let's buy tickets to that fucking thing and give him the finger.
Fuck. $45
You just put money in his pocket to to fucking harass him. What is that?
I don't know, dude.
Petaluma was just a weird place altogether. Well, five people per song got kicked out. By the end of the show, they were playing for crickets. And I got a bone. I have a bone to pick with those assholes because they're the ones that started the Seth chant on my fat ass. Remember that shit?
Okay, Carl looks just like Seth Rogen, and he's like fixing Jess's drums right before the show. And they're like, Seth Rogen's here, everybody. Go, Seth. Go, Seth.
For 10 minutes straight.
Fix them drums.
And I was like hammered, wasted, and I couldn't help but laugh. But like, it got aggravating, dude, after a minute. I wanted to kick somebody.
Say
in the
something funny, man.
Yeah, right.
That was one of those shows like where I kind of took like a nap and then I woke up right before and I show up and then there's all these fights going on and like at least 50 people get kicked out or something and then I just see some pregnant girl come up and play Gigi Allen with us, and I'm just like, what the hell's going on around here, man?
Dude, that's a
show. Dude, there's some pregnant girl that Chad was friends with that knew how to play Bite It, You Scum, so he got her up all pregnant shit. She's like, what the fuck is going on?
Like, I just wake up to, like, brutal beatings, people getting kicked out, and pregnant chicks jamming with me. And I'm just like, what is this?
That's also when I blasted you off the drum set with my ass.
dude. Yeah, what the fuck? Oh, my God. I'm sitting there playing, and like, I'm breathing all heavy, and then I just get, like, this rotten egg smell.
You get a waft of sick fart.
And I just look over at Carl, and I'm like, did you fucking fart? And then he's like, your foot? What's wrong with your foot? And I'm like, no, did you fart? Like, for 2 minutes, he's looking at my foot.
I'm, like, trying to fix his bass drum pedal. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here?
What's wrong with your pedal? Like, what, did you have a foot cramp? Like, what do you want me to do? I'm just like,
no, did you fucking fart?
But, like, dude, have you ever been, like, breathing really fucking heavy and you just get ass air? It's like...
Like shit crystals right in the mouth?
I almost messed up the song.
It was bad. It was definitely bad.
Well, dude...
Even Darren turned and looked at me like he wanted to kill me. And afterwards, he was like, don't fart on my stage.
Don't
fart on my fucking stage.
Every venue since day one, like, over 10 years... Every single venue, it always starts off with the CKY chant. CKY. Nobody did that in Petaluma.
Yeah, too
nobody
busy
knew it.
Seth.
Yeah.
Fuck. I hate that fucking town.
Huh?
Where is that?
It's like an hour north of San Francisco.
Anywhere near San Francisco must just be fucked because last time we played there was like acid in the water supply or something. A bum died right in front of us and then no one cared.
Jesus.
Like the line to get into the concert, people were just stepping over him. And I just come out of the bus, I was like, is that guy fucking dead? And they were just like, yeah, probably. Like, no one cared.
What, was he really dead?
Yeah, he was a dead. He got just stabbed a dead by bum. Another bum. And like, it was a bum fight.
And they're just stepping over him. Yeah, CKY, hey, watch the dead bum. Let's go rock.
Yeah, and then the cops show up. And then another guy died as we were leaving. And the cop, instead of helping the dead guy, was like, Gwar!
Nuh-uh.
And we're like, no, we're not Gwar, we're CKY. CKY! And I'm like, dude, there's a dead guy over there. You might want to take care of that. And he was like, oh, all right.
You guys pull up, and then I hear this one, like, black dude come up. Oh, Sniz, who did that bus? Three Dog Night? Yeah, Three Dog Night's in there.
Three Dog Night.
Oh, Sniz, who's in that bus? Three Dog Night? Look at that big bus. Damn, it's a big-ass bus.
Do they even tour anymore?
I don't know, but like out of all the bands, why not? Yeah. Like, why not Metallica or like even like Lil Jon or Lil Wayne? Why Three Dog Night? They're like from the 60s. Are they even still alive?
I don't even think Mom or Dad like them. It's too old for them.
All right, let's cut to a song. Let's play the new Placebo. This song is called Julian. Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Awesome.
Because Does this rash look curable?
Bam, I can't believe you.
Well, in the meantime,
call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG.
What's that? Are this kids?
I don't know.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Can you do it?
Faction.
So, Missy just found out today that we're going skydiving tomorrow.
No.
Yeah.
And I never went before.
You scared?
I really want to do it, but I'm really scared too. But I'm doing it.
Well, they say it's safer than driving a car.
I just am afraid that I'm going to like choke at the last minute and be like too afraid to jump. Like I just need the guy to jump.
That probably is a big deal though. Like getting up there and then you're just like, nope.
Like just the scariest
part.
Out of the plane.
The scariest part is jumping out of the plane. But like once you're like cool with being in the air and then you relax, that's when you have fun. If you're just like, then you are not going to have a good
time. I know. I feel like that's what I'm going to do, though. Like, go down with my arms, like, flailing, like, screaming.
Going down, like, feet first, just like, That would be terrible.
Do you think that's going to happen?
No, don't let it happen.
What do you get? One person strapped on you, or is it two, or what is it, like, a bunch?
One.
Yeah. And they're behind.
Will you go at the same time?
And I'd know because I had a gay guy behind me and I had a hard on up in my ass when I was jumping out of the fucking plane. And I know that because once I looked at his helmet, I saw a big gay rainbow on it. I'm like, oh, this is just great. Now I have to have a hard on up my ass as I'm jumping out of a fucking flight.
I'll take
two of my words.
I'm going to die with a dick up my ass. Like that's the parachute doesn't open up.
That's why he picked that job. He doesn't
Bam dies with a gay hard on up ass during skydiving.
Dude, who's taking you? The Mercedes Bandit?
The Mercedes Bandit and Jimmy Pop from the Bloodhound Gang said that he'll go if we go. So
speaking of the Mercedes, how's that going with the...
It got fixed.
Fine. Fixed? Yeah. Good.
What happened?
We left the sunroof and all the windows open, and then it happened to be like a 10-hour torrential downpour, and I forgot to roll it up, so there's 2 feet of water in there, and none of the electronics would work on the windows. You're rad.
That's awesome.
But it's brand new again.
Yeah, pretty much.
And no one will ever know of what happened to it.
Well, if the electronics are the only thing wrong and they fixed it, what's the big deal, I guess?
Yeah.
Nah, I mean?
I'm just glad I didn't do it. If I would have been responsible, he'd still be yelling at me. But you cuss who did it?
Because I'm so the one. No. Because he said, "Do you want me to roll up the window?" And I said, "Fuck it, who cares?" And I look up at the sky. There's not a cloud. Like, there's not a cloud in sight. I'm like, it's not gonna fucking rain. Who cares?
Yeah, 12 hours later, weather changes.
I didn't think about that. I was sipping on a beer.
Missy, you called me at like 9 o'clock in the morning. Are you still with Chicasso? He's got the keys.
I know. We played the message on here that we left.
Oh.
I'm like, help me!
It's just in the background, you're yelling, dude. No!
Chicasso, do you have your fucking drunk dialing yourself message?
Oh, man. Yeah, I had a great idea when I was drunk to actually call my own phone and then leave. Oh, I still have that, I think. All right, yeah, I'll play it. Just talk amongst yourselves for a second. I'll grab it.
Thanks. Thanks, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Did anybody happen to hear that Cherry Dr. Pepper commercial with starring Gene Simmons?
Oh, man. Oh,
it's so bad, dude. He's just like, a lot of people say that I sell myself out. Well, I'm telling you that I'm going to sell myself out to a nice cherry Dr. Pepper soda and with a kiss of cherry. And if you get a kiss of cherry, then... Did you hear it?
Dude. Gene Simmons, what do you think of Michael Jackson's death? Oh, did I mention there's a new Kiss album out? Jesus.
Yeah.
Kiss merchandise is for sale on KissArmy.com.
But what about Michael Jackson's death? Like, what do you think about that? Well, did I tell you we have a new album coming out?
We're planning a world tour.
You deleted it?
Yeah. It was me. Basically, I called and, like, you know how you had to punch something in anyway to retrieve a message, like a code, a password? It was me telling whoever found my phone to return it, but it's not like they would ever even be able to check the message.
Because they don't know the code.
Yeah.
He's shit-faced wasted 3 in the morning, leaves a message, goes, if you find my phone, I'll give you money. Just email me. It's josh@gmail.com.
Well, don't tell everybody.
Yeah, don't say it.
No. Well, too late now, dude.
You're going to get a lot of emails.
Oh, man.
It wasn't even his email that he left, though. That was the point.
Yeah, that's not my email.
How about Michael Jackson's dad on the BET Award? Did you see that?
I didn't see it. I heard about it.
Like, he didn't even like, he wasn't like bummed out or anything. He was like talking about a new album that he has coming out. And it's like, dude, your son's dead.
Oh,
like,
yeah, what? It's real terrible about my Here, son. Take, but anyway, I got a new record
label. It's like,
like, tell me how it all went down.
Joe Jackson said called the beginning of like the red carpet thing. And they're like, sorry, Mr. Joe, whatever Jackson, about, yeah, it's a tragedy, but we're here in the spirit and stuff. But be on the lookout for this new record label we got. And, like, his sidekick, his old homie sidekick with the fedora hat, is like, yeah, man, check out our new record label coming out soon. Like,
your son died 3 days ago.
What? Like, oh, my God.
And you're promoting your new fucking record label? What a dickhead piece of shit.
Yeah. What a time to throw out a plug.
Like, what a pure dickhead piece of shit.
Yeah, he got cut out of the will. Joe Jackson did, whatever the hell his name is. Yeah, it all went to his mom and kids.
Well, it probably suits him right. Listen to the sound. He's promoting records like 3 days after he's dead. I'd cut him out of the will, too.
So ridiculous.
Fuck his ass.
I think it's on YouTube.
If he was alive today, I'd beat him like when I did when he was six.
No, actually, he said that he didn't beat him. He said beating a person is like beating him with a stick.
I didn't beat him. I just whipped his ass. Yeah. I just fucked him up. Belts don't count.
Yeah, belts don't count.
Looks like you got fucking caned in Singapore. Ah, he's bent. Belts don't count.
I didn't beat him. The belt did.
Good. Oh, shit. It's time to go.
Ah, jeez.
Oh, bummer.
Mom.
Let's end it with one more song.
Damn.
Track one. There's a band called Carney. It's not out yet, but
Carney, he's dating. Born.
Shut up.
New Jersey.
He's dating one of the Veronicas.
Oh, wait, I got a quick announcement to make. Lightning Joe Chioda just texted me. He told me to say, do me a favor, I fucked my first Asian this weekend. Let the world know over Sirius. So, that's
congratulations.
All right, Chioda.
Congratulations, Chioda.
Good job, Joe.
I beat you to the punch, buddy. I beat you to the punch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're signing off. This is Carney, and their album's coming out pretty soon. This song is called Fuck Love Me Hate Me. Ah, I don't know, just play it.
Think you're crazy. Let's try.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.